This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. A University of Missouri men's basketball fan who regularly traveled with the team to NCAA tournament games is among 10 Columbia residents facing federal drug conspiracy charges. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports Levi Cooley was on the team plane on four Tiger tournament trips from 2009 to 2011. Cooley also joined the team flight from Austin, Texas in January and got complimentary tickets from Missouri players at nine games over two seasons. In March, FBI agents arrested Cooley on federal felony cocaine distribution charges at the Missouri Team Hotel in Omaha, Nebraska, before their most recent NCAA appearance. Missouri athletic officials told the Tribune that an internal review found Cooley had no improper influence. Cooley is a car stereo shop owner who accompanied a prominent Missouri donor on the team flights. Three suspects are facing felony charges for a series of fires in northeast Missouri, including one that destroyed a small-town playground. The Kirksville Daily Express reports that 17-year-old Jason Boone of Edina, 20-year-old Shelby Snelling of Bering, and 19-year-old Athena Walter of Knox City each face three counts. They're being held at the Adair County Jail on $10,000 bond. Authorities believe they are responsible for five fires in the Brashear area near Kirksville Thursday night, including one that engulfed the Brashear Park playground. The suspects were charged on Friday. The former editor of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch is the new executive director of the American Society of News Editors. The ASNE announced the hiring today of Arnie Robbins, who stepped down last month after 15 years at the newspaper, including more than 6 years as editor. He begins work with ASNE on July 9th as the organization moves to the University of Missouri campus in Columbia from Washington. Robbins succeeds Richard Carpell, who will remain in the Washington area and was recently named president and CEO of the Yoga Alliance, which represents and certifies yoga schools and instructors in the U.S. ASNE announced in April it was partnering with the University of Missouri School of Journalism. It will continue to maintain an office in Washington. Columbia government officials expect to move forward with new plans for the city following a two-day retreat. KBIA's Jamie Crockett reports.
Some Columbia City Council members and department staff say they created a solid foundation during their annual retreat. The first day they focused on coming up with a clear vision statement with the help of hired consultants. By the end of the retreat, the council members and staff set aside specific priorities for the future. City Council member Helen Anthony says planning won't stop since the retreat is over.
We did commit to work on some committees, and the committees are all structured around what our priorities are for the next 3 years. That is going to keep the council focused and the staff focused.
She says some of the priorities they have considered are growth management and the health, safety, and welfare of Columbia citizens. Jamie Crockett, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson.